There are musicals that entertain you. There are other shows that touch you emotionally. And there are those shows that demand discussion on the way home. Bo, a new and beautiful musical offered at Adirondack Theater Company at the Wood Theater in Glens Falls through August 9th, does all three. The musical numbers are fun to listen to. The story is insightful and moving. And the theme about a young man coming to terms with his identity begs to be talked about by every adult in the audience. Indeed, the perfect circumstance would be to have that conversation with a young person, preferably your own child. Ace Baker has been raised by his single mother, Raven. She has told her son that the rest of the family is dead. They are all alone in the world. At about 12 years old, he discovers his grandfather, Bo, is still alive, and they bond. About the same time, Ace begins to realize he is gay. Music is their portal. Bo is a cantankerous, gruff, but kind type of guy who is a professional musician and had moderate success with his band, the Bell Bottoms. He teaches his grandson to play guitar and to believe in his own talents. Though Raven has been estranged from her father since before Ace was born, she permits her son to spend every summer with Bo. Their relationship is one of beauty. It's tender and caring as the older man genuinely falls in love with his grandson. Ace comes to idolize Bo and accepts wisdom from a man he knows is flawed. Though Ace never discovers the reason for Raven's dismissal of Bo from her life, it is revealed to the audience and suggests why the two men instinctively connect. Over the course of several summers, both find a supportive family they've been denied. The brilliance of the book by Douglas Lyons is that it touches all the emotional hurts found in every coming-of-age story, but it avoids making Ace's trials seem cliched. The musical drama never seems manipulative. This is a story rich in compassion, understanding, and honesty. The music, created by Lyons and Ethan D. Packard, is more than an escape from the potential dreariness of this story. It is always energetic and entertaining, but never meant as a distraction or a diversion. Every number has a purpose. The ballads are tender and lovely. You might not exit the theater singing one of the songs, but you will be tapping your feet inside the theater. Performances are flawless, as the cast members are also the musicians. Each actor creates a believable and usually quirky character and blend together as a musical acting ensemble. The action moves fluidly, thanks to the direction of Michael Wilson and choreographer Josh Rhodes. If the theater gods are just, Bo will have a future with either regional theaters or off-Broadway. If it does, the producers would be foolish to lose Matt Roden, who brings an enormous sense of vulnerability to Ace. Roden is an engaging actor who also has a strong presence as a singer. He participates in 9 of the 11 songs, which helps you believe his path from being an insecure kid to a rock star. It is truly an indelible portrait of an unforgettable character. Since, at its essence, this is a love story between a young man and his grandfather, you have to have a strong actor in the role of Bo. That actor at ATF is the marvelous Jeb Brown, who can show love while seeming distant. Brown shows remarkable balance in making the tough Bo as damaged as he is strong. Indeed, one of the many beauties within Bo is the way the title character rescues himself as he teaches Ace to save himself. Bo is a special show that demands an audience. It continues at Adirondack Theater Festival in Glens Falls through August 9th. For tickets, call 518-480-4878 or go to atfestival.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.